The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Our text number is 51551, our email address john@rte.ie. Now, you've heard about it and no doubt eaten it at some stage in your life. I'm talking about Ben and Jerry's ice cream, and one half of the duo who made it all happen is on the line now. Jerry Greenfield, good morning.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Jerry, we'll get to the global competition you're heavily involved with shortly, but first, take us back. When did it all begin for you and Ben?
Well, it began for Ben and me personally when we were 13 years old, because we met running around the track in seventh grade, and we were the two slowest, fattest kids there. But business-wise, it began in 1978. We opened up a homemade ice cream in Burlington, Vermont, after having taken a $5 correspondence course. We had no business experience, no ice cream experience, almost no job experience, and we didn't really know what we were doing.
As time passed, presumably you got better at what you were doing.
Yes, presumably we did get better at what we were doing. You know, we like to say we were unencumbered by experience, and so that allowed us to pretty much do anything we wanted to do. We made a different kind of ice cream with big chunks of cookies and candies, and we tried to run the business in a little different sort of way. Ben has always been very anti-authoritarian, so the company was very uncorporate, and we've tried to be involved in communities and social and environmental issues.
And selling the company to Unilever in 2000 for a reputed $325 million, was that a hard decision to make, or was it a no-brainer given the money involved?
You know, it was actually very difficult, not about Unilever and not about the money, but we wanted to be independent. Ben & Jerry's has a three-part mission that talks about a product mission, an economic mission, and also a social mission that is central to the company. And we were concerned that if we got acquired, that we would not be able to maintain the values of the company.
But you were reassured on that score.
We were. We were able to put some things into place in our agreement with Unilever. It's been about 14 years now. There have been ups and downs, as you might imagine. Things now are really good. Ben & Jerry's is transitioning this year to be all fair trade ingredients. We're continuing to do initiatives like the Join Our Core campaign, which we're just doing here in London for all of Europe. And so things are good.
And at the time of the Unilever takeover, there was some criticism you were accused, I think, of selling out. Was that a fair charge?
You know, I think it is a fair concern. I think it's not uncommon for smaller entrepreneurial companies to get purchased by large conglomerates, often multinational conglomerates. And, you know, if I were on the outside of Ben & Jerry's, I would be skeptical as well. And I would say it still takes, I don't know if eternal vigilance is the right word, but we still have tension with over issues. And it's kind of a creative and constructive tension, but we still have to work on stuff.
And do you have a day-to-day involvement in Ben & Jerry's now?
I have a day-to-day involvement, but not with management, not with operations. I'm able to pick initiatives that I want to be involved in. I tend to be involved in areas of social and environmental initiatives. I have nothing to do with flavor development, although I have a lot to do with ice cream eating.
What does that mean?
It means I eat ice cream recreationally and not critically. I get to eat it just as a regular person on the street gets to eat it. But what's different is I don't have to pay for it.
And right, that's one of the pluses. And tell me, why do you think you were so successful in your business?
You know, I think it was a combination of very high quality ice cream. There's a lot of milk and cream and not much air, so it's very dense and rich and creamy. There's a lot of unusual flavors with big chunks of cookies and candies and swirls. And I also think Ben & Jerry's involvement in communities, of having a social mission where we try to use the power of the business to address social and environmental concerns, is something that people are actually very concerned about and interested in.
You could be accused of encouraging obesity.
I could be accused of that. I try to encourage people not to replace more than one meal a day with ice cream. We try to tell people that a tub of Ben & Jerry's is not a single serving, that you're supposed to have that over a few different servings.
Okay, everything in moderation, as they say.
Absolutely.
Jerry, now tell us something about Join Our Core.
So Join Our Core is a competition that Ben & Jerry's has been holding in Europe. This is our third year now. We seek out young social entrepreneurs in various countries. This year it's 9 countries around Europe who are engaged in social enterprises that are sustainable and also help meet a social and environmental need. And we had a couple of great finalists from Ireland this year. One is Our Nation's Sons, Joe Caslin, who's working with young men doing art installations and providing them with jobs. And then our winner was Food Cloud, working with food banks and charities to get food from supermarkets that would be wasted.
Mm-hmm. In fact, we had one of the winners, Isolt Ward, on the show last week, and it is really a great idea, isn't it?
It's a great idea, and you know, one of the great things is that we partner with Ashoka, which is a nonprofit that works specifically with social entrepreneurs, and they are the real experts in the field. So they provide mentoring, they provide training, they help these young entrepreneurs who are at a stage in their existence where they have a great idea. They may not know how to get the next level or how to get funding or really how to become sustainable, and Ashoka just brings them to the next level.
And Jerry, what advice would you offer to people who are thinking about opening environmentally and socially responsible enterprises?
I would say that it's absolutely a wonderful thing to do, that it's a way to combine your passions and your values and your personal beliefs with how you earn your living, and that you'll be not only meeting a social need, but you'll be satisfying your own soul as well. You need to be creative. You need to be entrepreneurial, but it's absolutely possible to do successfully.
And what's the big change there has been in business since you started back in 1978?
You know, I think there's been more and more consolidation. So there's bigger businesses and a smaller number of these very large, powerful businesses. But having said that, there is still incredible opportunity for entrepreneurs. And with the increasing interest in social and environmental issues that face us, there are more opportunities for young people to fashion an enterprise that addresses those and also becomes financially sustainable.
And tell me an important question. What is your favorite flavor?
Oh, I love a flavor we make, Cone Sweet Cone. It's vanilla ice cream with a caramel swirl, fudge-covered pieces of waffle cones.
So, sounds wonderful. Jerry Greenfield of Ben & Jerry's fame, thank you very much. And in a moment, we're going to be catching up with Operation Transformation Leader number 3.
Text 51551. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1.